Walling, Addie, Basel, Switzerland, January 1st, 1886. Dear niece Addie Walling, I was pleased to receive your interesting letter, and should have answered it before, but I have not been well. I came home to Basel from Italy completely exhausted. I could not write, and was not able to speak or do any work. But notwithstanding, I did keep my fingers busy about a little knitting, for I was destitute of stockings. But I have knit feet to one pair, and just this moment completed a full pair of seamed hose for me. I have written during the past 3 days about 50 pages, so I am going again some. Had an ill turn yesterday, but am much better today. I was much encouraged by a beautiful dream I had last night. I dreamed I saw Jesus, and he conversed with me, and told me that I had the privilege of asking the things I needed to encourage me in my work. He assured me he was ever as near me as I then saw him, and he would be a helper to me always if I followed him in humility. I turned to Jesus and said, "Precious Savior, give me wisdom that I may ever act wisely and be a blessing to others. I need thy light and thy presence to go with me. Then I will never feel sad in any trials. I want to be the means of saving souls." I awakened greatly comforted. The peace of Jesus was in my heart, and the softening, subduing influence of his Spirit has been with me through this first day of the new year. The old year is in the past, and a new year is before us. Day by day the record will go up to God. What history shall I make? Oh, that it may be such a record as I shall not be ashamed to meet in the judgment. I want to have Jesus with me every hour. My dear child, I hope you will be careful to have a daily experience in the divine life and grow in grace and the knowledge of the truth. Do not neglect to pray. Jesus will be very near you and loves to help you. I do not forget to pray for you. I greatly desire that you shall become more and more as Jesus will have you to be, perfecting a Christian character. It is not that we should be anxious that others should think well of us, but our great anxiety should be to be right in the sight of God, to have heart holiness, to be sanctified through the truth, to reflect the image of Jesus, to do all in our power to live the truth, to be constantly learning in the school of Christ, to be meek and lowly of heart. Do not indulge in vanity. Do not seek to imitate in dress or manners anyone. Just act your own self, humbly seeking to reveal Christ. Be modest, be pure. Do not be free with young men. Set even older ones a good example in this respect. Think more of the approval of God than the praise or flattery of any human being. Seek for a fitness for the future life, for we know not how long.